Canadian Rangers have been deployed to Attawapiskat First Nation as the community deals with a spike in COVID-19 cases. As of January 17, there were 26 active cases, 17 adults, 1 teenager, 6 youth between 5 and 13 years old, and 2 children aged 4 and under, in Attawapiskat. There are 19 resolved cases and about 67 high-risk and close contacts. The outbreak is affecting 12 households, according to a January 17 community update. Last week, the remote northern community on the James Bay coast asked for extra help from Canadian Rangers because of the COVID-19 outbreak. January 14, Emergency Preparedness Minister Bill Blair announced on Twitter the federal government had approved Attawapiskat's request. "Today, we approved a request for federal assistance from AtOnGov for Attawapiskat First Nation. As the community faces rising COVID-19 case counts, the AT Canadian Forces Rangers are being deployed to help manage the outbreak." Bill Blair, at Bill Blair, January 15, 2022. "There are currently 10 Canadian Rangers in the community providing transportation assistance and distributing food, water, firewood and care packages," said the Canadian Armed Forces, CAF, spokesperson Bonnie Wilkin. "The assistance will run until January 28 but can be extended upon request," Wilkin said in an email. Further meetings at the leadership level between the community and the CAF are planned to assess needs as they change and best support the people of Attawapiskat First Nation, Wilkin said. "The Rangers are in the community to help those who tested positive for COVID-19, high risk and close contacts, and to deliver services to community members in need," Attawapiskat Health Services Director Jackie Sheesheesh said in the community update. "They can do grocery shopping, make sure you put your card and shopping list in a Ziploc bag, water services, make sure to put your water containers out on your steps," she said. "As for our nurses and others assisting, please be respectful and cooperate with them during these challenging times. We need to all work together to get through this. People are being asked to stay home as much as possible, keep their errands short and wear a mask when they leave their home."